This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Game one, Chicago, Cleveland, a World Series that can straight up legitimately be called historic. Decades since either team has made it, let alone won the thing. But at the risk of spoiling the romance, which, believe you me, I enjoy as much as the next guy, I am obliged to mention here that baseball is a business. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that slice of this year's Fall Classic.
Maybe, like me, you're a Cubs fan. Maybe you root for the Indians and really love the movie Major League.
The Indians win it! Oh my God, the Indians win it!
Either way, you're in for the story. That's something baseball's declining viewership has needed.
Major League Baseball was desperate for the Cubs to make it here, and they'd really like to see this one go seven games too, of course.
Victor Matheson, an econ professor at the College of the Holy Cross, says TV networks will cash in, so will sports bars.
Obviously, Cleveland and Chicago will be hopping, but given the historical significance of the series, I think you'll see sports bars around the country with tangential fans in a way that you don't see in most series.
There's also all the merchandise sales. So Cleveland and Chicago are set, right?
Paradoxically, there isn't a substantial revenue boost for the teams, and this is true not just in baseball, but it's true in most of professional sports.
Stefan Szymański teaches sports management at the University of Michigan. He says a few extra games won't bring in much more revenue. TV deals were already ironed out long ago, and bandwagoners will inevitably wander away.
These major championship events, they leave a big mark in the memory of fans, but just being memorable does not necessarily make you a big profit generator.
But for true fans of both sides, oh, what memories they'll be. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
I'm going Cubbies, by the way.